They think the generals are too timid. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The vibe at the most recent hearing of the Senate Armed Services Committee was that the generals running the fight against ISIS in Syria are too timid. Senator Tom Cotton, for example, wanted to know why it took so long to bomb the hundreds of oil tank trucks carrying ISIS-controlled oil to market. General Paul Selva explained that the military was worried about killing innocent truck drivers.
The drivers of those trucks are not necessarily adherents to ISIL's ideology, but are Syrians trying to make
them. I have no doubt about that. So, they're probably Syrians who are driving trucks, and Islamic State said, drive this truck or we're going to kill you and cut the heads off your kids.
Senator Cotton, not too sympathetic there. But General Selva says sympathy is an important tactic, which is why they took the time to print and drop leaflets
that warned the drivers in advance so they could flee their trucks, so that we don't alienate the civilian population.
And when the general went on to admit that, yes, they even look for environmentally friendly ways to blow up oil wells.
We do as little environmental damage as possible, but still limit the capacity of the well to produce.
Somebody was loudly shuffling papers during his answer. General Selva was trying to argue that this isn't World War II, and that anybody who calls for carpet bombing ISIS might as well just put up terrorist recruiting billboards.
Their objective is to cause us to engage in what they believe is an apocalyptic war with the West.
But the majority didn't seem impressed. Normally, pro-life arguments are welcome on Capitol Hill, but evidently not when they come from generals. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.